I think loyalty and friendships is about the willingness to work through your differences during breakups, like, especially if it's a bad breakup. There's like a sense of like, oh, we have to choose sides. That feels very like elementary school, like the two girls in the group like got into a fight and you have to choose sides. Am I speaking from experience? Yes. And that makes me question, if you don't choose sides, if you are neutral and Switzerland and all of that, does that make you unloyal? Hello, everyone, and welcome back for another episode of Prugogi Pod. I am Hannah Cat, your host. This week, we are going to talk about loyalty, but before we get into that, let's do a little catch-up sesh, a little GT, a little girl talk, or should we call that Kogi talk? A little GT, a little Kogi talk? So what's been going on? I think I'm ready to start dating. The weather is getting nicer and I just like want to go on a little picnic, like listen to some music outside, go to the beach, those vibes. And so, yeah, I like met up with some friends this past week. We played some ping pong and like during one of our like break sessions, we were all talking and one of my friends had said, like, no matter if a breakup is like one day, or no matter if you've been dating this person for like one day or like a couple years, like your body can potentially like react in the same way, just like the way that our chemicals are organized and the way that maybe like those are balanced within our body, we'll still get those like withdrawal symptoms no matter how long you've been seeing this person. And so coming out of the last two, I guess, would you call it talking stages that I went through, I think like maybe I had been invalidating my feelings, you know, saying things like, oh, it was just a situationship, like it shouldn't matter that much, or like, oh, we weren't official, like it shouldn't be this hard. But I think under the surface, I'm realizing that like I actually had some things to heal from. And so I finally feel a bit more healed. I feel a little bit more ready to go on some dates. And so maybe I'll do that. I think this time around, maybe I'll try to work on not getting too attached and being honest with my feelings. Because I think I'm just realizing that a lot of people don't know how to be like upfront and candid with how they're actually feeling, or maybe they're not doing like the proper check-ins with themselves. And so it makes it so that whoever's on the other side, on the receiving end of this like interaction or relationship, it like puts them in an unfair position. And so I don't like that. And so obviously I don't want to be that person. And I will not be that person by making sure that like my intentions are set and that I know what I want and I'm being considerate of the person, of the other person. And so that's what's been happening in my personal life. Oh my gosh. And then my sister had a dance show. So my sister Kara, she has a friend named Mylen. You guys might know him as Mylen Makes. So that's MylenMakes. He is a musician and artist based out of Los Angeles. And he had his like debut EP like drop this past week. And so had a little performance at Catch One, and my sister was a backup dancer for him. And so it was so crazy. It was the crossover episode of the century. Like, my sister's boyfriend came, my sister's high school friends came, her like current roommate and some other like college friends, and then I was there. Like, we were mobbing, guys. And so it was just crossover episode of the century, and I was so funny that night. So that was a great night. made some jokes, had some laughs. My sister at one point, like later on in the night, she was like, Hannah, your comment like made me pee. Like I peed a little bit. And so I think now the goal is to make people pee. And so I would just like to reiterate that I'm hilarious and I will continue doing so. And you guys should appreciate me for that. Because perfect, I'm perfect. I have a perfect ratio of forehead. No, but actually, like, I guess that's like a little bit of a inside joke. So my friend Joyce, we've been doing our little hometown dates. You guys should know Joyce from her episode. She was the first guest on this podcast, and then she came on maybe like 3 months ago to talk about her job situation. And so she has been doing a lot of content, and we were doing our hometown dates. And so we explored South Pasadena, which is where Allie is from.
I'm starting a new series where I visit my friends' hometowns and have them show me around brisket and sausage.
And one of the commenters on that video literally went, "Receding hairline crew." And mind you, I'm in that video. And so I started freaking out yesterday. I was like, what do you mean receding hairline crew? Like, I know you guys have big foreheads. That's Joyce and Allie. But like, do I have a big forehead? Because I always was told by my father that I have a perfect forehead. So what the heck? Oh my gosh, what's going on? And that was my reaction yesterday, was, oh my gosh, what's going on? I was like, do I not have a perfect forehead? Like, what are you talking about? Like, whose forehead could you possibly be referring to? Because these proportions are third, third, third. It's actually not perfect. I like checked on TikTok. But still, I think I have a very normal sized forehead. And so that's where that's coming from. So what's going on, kiddos? What is going on? So I thought I was going to talk about female friendships this morning, but upon reconsideration and some consideration, I have decided to not talk about female friendships because, I think I would want to have somebody with a different perspective on, to talk about it, just because I have like a very, I think, like, unique situation. You guys know, like, my group of, there's like 9 of us, and then I also have like my roommates who are like my besties. There's Diane, my sister. Like there are a lot of girlies around me. I love my girlies. I'm in my I hate men era a little bit, era. And so yeah, I think I would want to bring someone on with a little bit of a different perspective. And so I was really thinking about like what I want to talk about, and I think it's loyalty. I don't think we've ever done a loyalty episode, and so let's talk about it. I think that this is coming up because when my friends go through breakups, I, at this age, don't know how to act, right? Like, I have had this one friend, for example, where them and their partner broke up. And this is a partner that I really liked. Like, to be honest, from the get-go, I was like, this person is hilarious. We have very similar, like, style, we keep up with the same designers, and I think that our personalities just, like, really mesh. Like, this person was very outgoing and just wanted to get to know my friend's friends, right? And so that was me included. And so when they broke up, it was, like, not only a loss for my friend, but it was like a loss for me as well, right? Like, for however long they were dating, I had developed a relationship with that person, and that kind of like actually goes against my rules, right? I think that at 20 to 25, we have seen a lot of partners come and go, right? I think one time, like, me and the 8 other girlies, the 9 of us, we did a little count of how many partners we've been through collectively. And it was like in the upper teens. Like, I think we were at like 18 or something. And so, right, partners come and go. We never know how long they're going to last. And so sometimes I am hesitant to really like open up and spend time with this person if they are going to go away. And maybe that is not the right perspective to take, but that is personally like how I just kind of like did things, because, and I don't think it's because I don't want to invest in people who I don't see a future with. I actually don't agree with that. I think that I'm very open to developing friendships, even if it's just for a season, because I believe that everyone comes into your life for a reason. But it's more so because, like, I think it's my abandonment thing, right? Like, I don't want to get attached to somebody's partner and, like, build a lot of trust and then have to, like, quote, like, choose sides. And, right, it gets messy if I get too close. Like, if I'm spending one-on-one time with my friend's partner and develop my own relationship with them outside of, like, my friendship with them as a couple. And so I have always really refrained from that. And so this one relationship in particular, like, when they broke up, it was really hard. Like, it was really, really hard. I felt like I was losing a friend. I felt like I still had to be supportive of my, like, direct friend, right? The friend that I've had for a while. And then I also, like, felt, like, sympathetic towards my friend's ex. I just like really gripped my boob there. I got this like new Skims bra and it's like really fucking itchy. Like, I think I need to return it. And so, yeah. Anyways, I feel like sympathetic towards everyone. Empathetic towards everyone, right? Like, two people go through a breakup. It's not just one. And so it like really sucked, and I personally like didn't know where to stand. Like, I had to ask my friend, like, kind of, like, permission for things. Like, hey, is it okay if I reach out to your ex and just, like, you know, give words of encouragement? And my friend had said, yeah, like, completely do that. Like, I really wish the best for that person. And I know that you guys had a relationship, like, outside of my relationship. And so I just, like, want to, you know, keep things, like, cordial. Like, we're still human beings and, like, all of that. And so did I reach out to that person after asking permission? I actually ended up not. And honestly, I think my reasoning for it was that it felt like kind of like false hope. And also like maybe I wasn't being loyal to my friend, right? I think a lot of times during breakups, like especially if it's a bad breakup, there's like a sense of like, oh, we have to choose sides. And that like sucks, right? To have to choose, quote, sides. Like, that feels very like elementary school, like the two girls in the group like got into a fight and you have to choose sides. Am I speaking from experience? Yes. And I personally like really hated that. Like, yes, I was like, quote, loyal and all of that. But it's like you lose so much by, quote, choosing sides. And that makes me question, if you don't choose sides, if you are neutral and Switzerland and all of that, does that make you unloyal? Like, should I stick with the friend that I've been friends with for years? Or, like, I guess, like, what is the protocol on that, right? Like, it really makes me question, like, what loyalty is. And maybe, like, what the expectations are. So, I have this one friend named Jay, and they are big on loyalty, right? They expect me to be loyal to them, aka like everyone that they don't really vibe with or like, I should also like not vibe with or like. And I have always taken the stance of like, that's y'all's relationship and not like my direct relationship with this person. And so I actually like usually don't succumb to that, right? But there's been some instances recently where I actually have succumbed to that, right? Like, my friend was done dirty by this guy that she had been seeing. And so I'm, like, in a very, like, oh, F you mood, right? Like, I'm like, oh, like, you did her so dirty and I don't want any part of that. Like, I understand that you're a human being with emotions, but there was just so much that had happened in the, like, 3-4 months that they were seeing each other. And so, like, I can't stand by that. Like, I'm not friends with you. Like, we were friendly before, and, like, we had actually, like, you know, developed a little bit of a relationship because, like, we had gone out a few times and got dinner a few times. But, like, in the end, you weren't considerate of my friend. And so that makes us not friends. Like, I'm, like, just, like, very, like, I'm, like, a kai. I'm turning into my mother, everyone. My mother is, like, a knife. When she cuts, she cuts hard. And so I think I'm, like, in this maybe one particular instance, like, moving towards that. And it's making me question, like, why am I being loyal in this situation? But in other situations, I'm, like, in the camp of, oh, if I haven't been treated badly by this person, then, like, that's separate. And, you know, I'm thinking about it right now. We're doing literally out loud, live, one-on-one thinking. And I think it's that, like, if I feel like the other person is not being considerate. Because in the first example of my friend and the ex that I got really close to, I think I saw, like, remorse, right? When people are sorry and people admit to wrongdoing and can kind of, like, pull themselves out of their own body and recognize that they have made a mistake and are just, like, not acting correctly in a particular situation and just not being considerate of the other person, like, I will be more sympathetic because at least they're acknowledging their wrongdoing. But in situation number two, the friend that hadn't been seeing this person for a few months, I think I saw a lot of signs of inconsiderism, as we've coined here on Pugogi Podcast, of just, like, the lack of considerism. Like, why aren't you thinking of the other person and, like, recognizing that, like, you let her on? I think that is just, like, being careless and, like, maybe a little childish. And the fact that your actions are affecting another human being, like, what is with that? Like, at your grown age, you don't realize that, like, going into a talking stage and, like admitting feelings for each other is gonna hurt the other person if you aren't thinking about, like, I don't know, example, like, if you're ready for a relationship or if you're over your ex or, like, if you haven't done the healing, like, why are you dragging someone into that, right? Like, I think, like, of course, we're all human beings and sometimes we act impulsively and we act, like, just out of the way that we want. But I think a phrase that I've been kind of saying recently has been, like, your head is above your heart for a reason. And what is that reason? Is to be a little bit more thoughtful and more logical and, like, considerate. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm a person who I think I am thinking about the people around me quite a bit, right? I have shut it off to an extent because it was driving me crazy. And I think overthinking about, like, if other people are having fun at the gathering, at the link, was just, like, getting into my head and it was, like, making it so that, like, I wasn't enjoying whatever event or hang that we were at. But, like, for the most part, like, I will go get the waters for the table. Like, I'ma get y'all the napkins, like, the utensils. Like, oh, if I know that you always want extra sauce, like, I'ma ask for the extra sauce. But, like, there are so many people who just, like, don't think about the people around them. And I think that's why some people, like, right, they have their qualms with, like, only children is because, like, they are there to be served and never to serve others. Whereas, like, when you grow up with siblings, like, it's always, like, think about the other person. And, like, maybe it's not even limited to only children because I've definitely met some, like, second children, some middle childs who don't get up. Like, dude, sometimes I'm like, oh my god, the way that you have been pampered by your older sibling makes it so that you are low-key a nuisance to the group, because, like, why aren't you doing a single thing? Like, and I know this extends in all age groups where, like, right, like, let's say you're going on a friend's trip and then you only, you guys are all contributing. Like, there's one person who leads us, like, with the directions. There's one person who, like, actually planned out the trip. There's one person who is, like, researching. But then there's always that one person on the trip who don't do anything. And I'm just like, can we just, like, all participate? Like, you are probably the person in the group project who is literally just there, who's like, oh, sorry, y'all, I can't make the meeting. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's been set for 3 weeks. Like, we have to meet today because our project is due in 2 days and we all procrastinated. Like, what are we doing? And so I'm just like, let's be a team player, right? A team can also be two people, right? A lot of times, like, in, like, relationship podcasts, advice, like, those kinds of things are always talking about how it's, like, it's us against our problems. And so it's, like, a team effort against the issue. So why aren't you contributing? Just, like, drives me crazy. And so I think the key difference of, yeah, when I'm loyal is, like, was that person considerate of the other person when it came to the end, right? I think, like, if I feel like, and this is maybe just a case-by-case basis. Oh, there's that one saying, who they are in the end, like, tells you more about that person than who they were at the beginning of the relationship. How they are at the end of the relationship is, like, it's not their prettiest self, right? It's the rawest form of themselves and, like, their actual and true feelings coming out. And so you have to look at that rather than, like, holding on to the very beginning. Okay, so that's like being loyal to a friend during a breakup, right? That's part one. Now let's get into part two. Honestly, part two is like friendship loyalty. And so what does that mean? What does loyalty look like? Honestly, I think it's so corny. I think it's so corny when people are like, what do you value most in a relationship? And they're like, loyalty. And I'm like, no duh. Is that, like, not, like, a given? Like, I'm confused about that. Like, does that mean, like, what? You won't be, like, out there looking at other people and, like, emotionally cheating? Like, I'm just, like, so confused by that statement. Okay, but yeah. Moving on to part two. Friendship loyalty. What does that look like? I think, what is friendship loyalty? I think loyalty in friendships is about the willingness to work through your differences. Now, I'm not out here fighting with all my friends. Honestly, a lot of my friends have never had a little thing with them. But I think that, like, when I could potentially have a little, you know, beef with them, or, like, maybe I'm bothered by the way that they said something, or maybe I'm bothered or misinterpreted a situation, like, I'm at a stage, right? We talked about this in the conflict communication confrontation episode, where, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, let's talk about it. And so we talk it out, we do the whole shebang, and I think loyalty is about the willingness to, like, rebuild that friendship and, like, not just, like, shut it off. Because I think it's so easy, like, once, like, you feel called out by your friend once, or, like, right, there's a little bit of shame in being called out, or if you, like, go through something with this other person. And so it could just be that, like, you want to just, like, give it up. Like, you'd rather not, like, deal with those, like, shameful feelings. And so when it comes to all of that, like, you're just like, yeah, let me let go of the friendship. But I think if a friendship is, like, worth something to you, it's worth, like, working those things out. And I think, right, like, in my past, not a perfect human being, unlike my forehead, which has perfect proportions. Like, I have been in that camp where as soon as I felt, like, shame or, like, this, like, there was, like, some sort of, like, tension or fight, like, I would just kind of let go of the friendship. I'd be like, it's done. If we're fighting, it's over. But now I'm like, no, if there are two people coming together in any sort of relationship, friendships included, then like most definitely you're going to go through stuff and you have to be able to work through it. And so like me and my friends, I think I've gotten to a place where like I can tell when like I say something, maybe using the wrong words, and like the other person gets offended, and I'm like, oh, I just like want to communicate my intentions with this, and like it's all better. And like, do I hold on to that for years where I'm like, we'll never be good friends again? Absolutely not. It's more like we'll get back into the groove of things. It might be a little awkward for like a couple days, but like we'll find our footing again. It'll just take time, right? You know when you like meet up with a friend that you haven't seen in a while and in the beginning it's like a little bit awkward? It's like that. Like you're just finding your footing again. And so yeah, I really think it's about that willingness. Everyone say hi to Stuart. Should we interview him about loyalty? Okay, yeah, I needed to... Oh, and so, yeah, what I was thinking was, you know that saying where they're like, oh, loyalty takes time and you have to, like, build loyalty? I think what they're talking about is, like, when you go through little things with the other person, that, like, that's a part of the building, right? Like, they have to, like, see you in different scenarios and in different life circumstances and in different phases in your life and be able to, like, build that trust and, like, lean upon you. Honestly, maybe I'm getting the definitions wrong, but I really feel like trust and loyalty are like so interchangeable because it's kind of like that thing, right? Like without loyalty, there's no trust, and without trust, there's no loyalty. Like, oh, and then another thing I've been thinking about actually in friendships especially is what your friends' expectations of you are in circumstances of loyalty, right? Like I brought up that example of Jay where Jay expects me to not really interact with the people that they do not like. And I think that's super reasonable and super normal, but maybe just not the way that I like necessarily operate. But if it's the other person's wish that you not like hang out with this person one-on-one, I think that that is very much a fair request. I think that like in general, like that could be either a boundary or like respecting that person's just like wishes and feelings and like a form of like validating their feelings. But I also don't think it's wrong to not follow those things just because people have very different views on it. I think that like there can't be any ill feelings from the other person if like you choose to like hang out with this person one-on-one. But I think that like me personally, I would just like do it with caution, right? Like if one of my close friends was like done wrong by this certain individual, like there are so many people in the world, I don't know how I would like feel in terms of like maybe like starting a new friendship with this person, because I already have that like basis of, oh, maybe they aren't the most trustworthy person, or, you know, you've heard some like not so great things about that person. And so, yeah, I think it can get tricky with friendships because people just operate very differently and we have to like respect those boundaries and like respect how people choose to operate. 'Cause me personally, like, yeah, I'm in the camp of like, oh, like even if this person did my friend dirty, I'm like not necessarily the one to like also uphold those boundaries. Like I think there are circumstances in which it could be reasonable and called for. So yeah, like all answers in psychology, it depends. Well, that is it for this episode. Stuart is ready. Okay, cutie pie. Guys, if you guys are not watching the video, you have to. He's being so freaking cute. Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. And I will catch you guys in the next one. Next week we're gonna talk about something.